We have a problem then. We have a problem that to really, really be independent, to really be an individual, which in psychological terms is called individuation, that's difficult for most people. It's kind of tough. It requires work. It requires, you know, to think and act in moral ways, and oh, that's just too much trouble. I wish it was a halfway, you know, stage. So the media goes, what there is? We'll sell you the fashion of independence. You can buy into this. You can be a goth, a punk, you know, you can be straight, you can be gay, you can be macho. We'll sell you all sorts of images to decorate your inauthentic life. And that will pacify you because there is a voice that's kind of screaming inside of you that you're not living an authentic life. We know that. We know that's a tough voice to live with. But you also can't really do anything about it because, you know, you're lazy and you're weak. And you realize what you would have to sacrifice or lose if you really took the true moral way. The way of selfhood and the way of finding out who and what you are. We know that's difficult for you. So what we'll do is we'll manifest a bunch of simulacras. We have a whole industry creating false personas. But if you buy into that, and it's very easy to do that. I mean, it's just a matter of going down to the hairdresser and coloring your hair pink and wearing a couple of earrings and get a few tattoos and, you know, having a big t-shirt with anarchy written on it. But you're the last person who even understands what true freedom and anarchy is. Well, don't worry about that. You know, well, the world is full of those kinds of people, isn't it? But do you see it as being any more free?